Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/sonoro.
Hi, I'm so excited to be back with this new season rebranding. I'm just so excited for this podcast, and I really hope you guys are as well. My name is Denise again, and I created this new version of the podcast for us to grow basically together. I'm like so excited about this, but I'm also nervous. Like, I don't know where to start. Let me start by saying hi. Today I woke up excited about this podcast, and that's all I have to say. I'm so excited about this. I've been wanting to do this the right way for a minute now. I feel like this podcast, if you guys are OGs of this podcast, you guys know that it had a different name and had a different objective at the time. And I feel I've grown ever since. And so has this podcast and kind of this project overall. I am just so much more deep, I would say. Starting off on that note, I want to make this episode about radiant beginnings. Just because this new season, this new podcast overall, it's a radiant beginning, not just for you, but for me as well. This year I graduated, I got a BA in psychology, and I've just been, ever since graduation, thinking and thinking and thinking, how can I do my big next step on a project that is meaningful to me in a way that is genuine and honest and I guess not fabricated, not in a sense of, oh, I want to look this type of way for social media, or I want to portray this image of myself, like the confident bad bitch. And yes, I am a confident bad bitch. Excuse me. But I'm also very sensitive and also very deep. And also, I crave emotional knowledge and connection. So I guess that has led me to grow in so many ways and so many different aspects of my life that I want to share with you guys. That's why I'm so excited about this. I started podcasting when I was 19. And that was big. That was big because at the time I didn't even know what a podcast was. I was just giving out advice on, hey, get over him. Hey, get over her. Hey, get over whoever. Just do you. Be a bad bitch. Have confidence. And all of that is great. I do not regret in any type of way. This is not a, oh my God, I regret what I posted over 2 years ago. But this is more of a, I am such a more mature and also very aware person now that it's not just, hey, get over whatever is going on in your life, but it's all about a process. I feel I've put so much attention in this internal process that is happening within us all of the time, where we go through emotions, we process them, and then we grow from them. The problem that I see in this is that not a lot of people know how to process their actual emotions. That's why we have so many avoidant attachments, anxious attachments, which is not a bad thing. I guess I've just come to the realization that life is just more about getting to know ourselves in every stage. You cannot just be comfortable with getting to know yourself when you're happy, because everybody wants to know themselves when they're happy. I want to experience joy. I want to experience success, a big promotion, a big relationship, an amazing friendship. And that is amazing. I 100% support that. But at the same time, I also want to normalize this. We should also support ourselves and be there for ourselves when we're going through the hard shit. Because that's what life is actually about. Going through breakups, going through family disappointments, going through family trauma, going through, maybe you got fired instead of getting that promotion. Maybe you didn't graduate. Maybe you try out on this big thing that you wanted to succeed at and it was just a failure. And nobody talks about that. I feel like it's just so normalized for us to always be on our 100% game, you know, like this big mentality of if you want to be successful, you have to be good at everything, basically, and show it off on the internet. And coming from an influencer, coming from a girl who I consider myself very successful, but not for what I have accomplished, but more for what I have come to with my thought process. I feel I process stuff way better and in a much more full, honest way than I did before, which, I mean, that's kind of obvious given that before I was 19, right now I'm 22, and I'm in just a way different stage of my life. And now you might think, okay, you're just 22. What the fuck have you done? I moved out of my house at a very young age. I became financially independent from my parents and anybody by the age of 20, approximately. Right now, I have brands and projects that I work for, and I put a lot of work into my craft, which I take a lot of pride on, but not to shove it off on people's faces, but more of, I feel accomplished because I fulfill a lot of dreams that my younger self had. So now my only purpose, and I guess that's also a very deep conversation that I want to have, that finding a purpose in your life is one of, or should be, one of your main goals. My purpose right now is to give out to the people what I have learned to reach my goals and to find fulfillment in my life, even when those dreams were not there yet, or I was not there yet. I was not accomplishing them. I feel that is a much more better message to give than me posting a picture online and being, oh, hey guys, here, I'm pretty. That's all I have to offer. And this is no hate whatsoever to people that do that. Because sometimes, hey, you're hot. That's okay. That's completely fine. I love that you think you're hot. That's amazing. That's actually the main purpose of this podcast as well, for you to feel yourself in whatever state you're in. But also, I feel like we all have this much more deeper side of ourselves that sometimes we don't really give credit to ourselves for. I feel like sometimes people or life or different circumstances have made us believe that this is all that we have to offer. On a scale from 1 to 10, it's like just 1. But there is no limit to the amount of things that you can offer to this world, like at all. So starting off this episode in the right way, I guess that was a very nice, kind of long but very deep introduction. I want to talk today about radiant beginnings and what it means to start again. Something that maybe didn't go as planned, something that maybe you haven't started yet, something that maybe you're so passionate about and so excited for, but you have this fear of failing and fear of failure and fear of rejection. Radiant beginnings, okay? I want to focus on beginnings because with no beginning, there's no result. Okay, I want you to think about beginnings as a way for you to get a direction. Sometimes we are so scared of beginning something, of starting something, of just going for it, chasing your dreams, chasing your goals, chasing this big accomplishment that you think you're able to do. And you think that because deep down you know you're able to do, right? But we're so scared of trying it. We are so scared of what might happen. And even if you're not scared, you procrastinate it. Like, you think so much about doing something before you even do it that there's no beginning ever. And for you to think and plan something out versus you actually doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's a big difference. And that is actually starting something out. I'm not saying all of this in any type of way or form to judge you or to send judgment out there at all. I'm just saying this because, hey, I've been there. I want to give this big disclaimer that whatever I talk about in this podcast is of experience and I guess knowledge. I'm not gonna say that I know it all, but I've definitely let my ego think that so many times that it has crushed me down to the ground for me to learn a lesson. So I feel like I have lessons that I would like to share. The first one, which is beginnings, is basically not starting out, not doing anything. And I've read in this book that it's called Atomic Habits. I love that book. I always recommend it. I know I sound like a broken record. If you don't start doing something, you're never gonna know how that is gonna end up. Ever. Okay, just think about it. If I have this idea of doing this podcast and I'm like, damn, well, I'm kind of scared that the podcast is just not going to go anywhere. And I'm kind of scared that it might not get to the right audience or the right people, or just nobody's going to listen to it overall. I'm just going to be so disappointed at myself, right? I'm just going to be so sad. I'm just going to be this and that. So what can I do for that not to happen? And I can think, I'm telling you, I can think of 100 different type of million reasons and ways and calculate everything and plan out everything for this podcast to be a success. But it's not going to be any of that until I try something out. Me thinking and strategizing over something, yes, it's smart. It's what everybody should do before making a move, especially if it's a big one. But if you get stuck there for years, for months, you're not doing anything. The more you think about it, the more difficult it's going to get. The more you think about it, the more obstacles your head is going to bring out, and the more you're going to get discouraged to try something out. The first thing that I would like to communicate about beginnings is just get it done. Get it over with. Rip it out. Even if you think it's going to go horribly wrong, there might be a great outcome to come out from it. You never know. That's all I'm saying. You never fucking know. The second thing about beginnings is that even if you organize everything, even if you plan out and strategize and have this big, massive schedule and organization for something to go the way you want it to go, reality is it might not go that way, okay? Reality is that we as humans learn more in practice than we do in theory. We can read and read and read and read and have all of the knowledge that there is out there about relationships, but you're not going to know how you're going to personally react to one if you are not getting into a relationship because of the fear of one. That blew my mind, and I'm going to tell you why. For a long time, I put myself in a position where I just had this big stereotype on relationships. I should just be really independent and not talk to anybody and just work on my stuff and not let anybody distract me or bother me by myself, for myself, without anybody else. And for a minute, that worked amazing, you guys. I'm not even gonna lie. That was amazing. And yes, I did a lot of personal growth. I still do a lot of personal growth. But ever since I let myself understand the fact that sometimes human connection gets us to more growth than we do within ourselves. Because being alone is great. Okay, I'm not even gonna lie. Being alone is great. It's amazing. You have the whole entire time in the world to do whatever you want. Your time is divided for you, by you. If you want to treat yourself to something, you have to only think about yourself. You don't have to worry about, hey, what might this person like? Hey, at the grocery store, should I get this person something? But when you get into a relationship, you really get to understand your own traumas and your automatic responses. And me being a person that I study myself a lot, I analyze myself a lot, and my therapist would be like, yeah, I know. I recognize cycles that I do. I recognize these patterns in my behavior because I write them down. And this might be weird for some of you, but until we don't learn to recognize our own patterns, we're not gonna get anywhere with them, right? So I started writing down everything that I did. I was like, okay, I'm starting to think this way. Why? Because this happened. But why does this make me feel this way? I don't know. So I wrote it down. And then after reading for like a couple of weeks, I started to recognize some stuff that was going on. So I was able to better my behavior. That was basically because I learned from the other person. That growth came from other people. And that just blew my mind. I was like, whoa, wait, what? I'm not romanticizing relationships and not being single at all. Like, I love being single. I love being in a relationship. I'm just saying, you never know until you don't start. Because I thought I knew everything. Turns out, no the fuck you don't. You're 21. I guess what I'm trying to say is go for it. And the last thing that I want to say before I close out this episode is have some faith in you before you start anything. If you start something just because you're like, okay, so Danny's telling me I should just go for it, but I don't have any faith in myself. Baby, don't do that. Don't do that. Before you start something, anything, you have to believe in you. Whatever it is, you have to have faith in you, because nobody else has the power of being you. Nobody else thinks like you, even though you think you're pretty common and average. No, you're not. And if you didn't think that way, that's great, baby. Yes, you're in the right place, because we think we are the best at anything that we do. Why? Because we're actually the best? No, because we always try to give our 100% on everything, because we trust and believe in ourselves. If there is a lesson that I think anybody should take from this episode, is have faith in yourself. I did not get to where I am right now if I wouldn't have believed in myself. I feel like I knew I was gonna be good at whatever I did. Call it ego, call it, oh my god, she's just so full of herself. Baby, successful people are full of themselves. And you came to this world to be successful at whatever you want to do. So be full of yourself, okay? Great. That was a great first episode, you guys. I am so excited about this podcast and where it's going and where I want it to go. If you felt like this helped you in any type of way, I would very much gladly appreciate if you follow me on Spotify and follow the podcast on Spotify and turn on the bell notifications to get a notification every time I post an episode. And also rate it, okay? Don't forget to follow the podcast and me on Instagram at Denise Ayan and at Hot and Aware Podcast. Yeah, stay hot and aware. Love you.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/Sonoro.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.